Charlie Burke. Me and Miss Travis appreciate the list.
That's all right, Ashford. I was going past the Seminole office anyway.
Sergeant Burke drove slowly through the city streets, dividing his attention between the traffic and the attractive girl who sat at his side. His pal, Michael Axford, was also in the front seat of the police car. Linda Travis had been a reporter for less than a week. She had gotten her job on merit. No one suspected that she had come from the West expressly to work for the Daily Sentinel, so she could give regular reports to Britt Reed's father, telling how Britt conducted himself as publisher of the influential newspaper.
How do you like working for the Sentinel, Miss Travis?
I like the work.
He likes the work better than the boss.
Linda.
You don't like Britt Reed? Why, most girls...
I didn't say that.
You see, Burke, Reed pinned her ears back a couple of times.
I don't like my ears pinned back.
He wanted to do some investigating on the Green Hornet, like I've been doing. And Reed told her to follow orders and let him worry about the Green Hornet.
Oh. So that's why the two of you have been looking through all the records at Tufts headquarters.
Yeah. I've been sort of helping Linda.
I'm particularly interested in that,
that crook?
I don't know about that.
About the Hornet being a crook, Cody. Sure, Linda. There's no doubt about it. He's...
Axford, the biggest charges against the Hornet were two murders and extortion.
Suffering stacks, they don't come no bigger.
But he was cleared of one murder and the extortion charge when Pomeroy confessed.
Leaving the murder app, that'll put the harness in the electric chair when he's caught.
To say nothing of a string of robberies as long as you are.
Robin Hood was a bandit.
Hey, Burke, look at that lug up ahead. His license plate is dangling.
I'd better speed up and warn him. That spalpeen, is he trying to race with me?
Give him the siren.
That I will. And you needn't tell me my business.
Time for counterfeit.
Hey, now wait,
listen. Yeah. How long since you got out of jail?
3 months, and you got nothing on me.
Now, take it easy. You don't have to get out of your car. I just want to know why you're running from us.
I wasn't. I was only...
Are you so nervous, Phelan? You act like you were caught with the goods or something.
Get away from my car.
You're going back into counterfeit.
Keep out of there. You can't look into my car.
You've got in the back seat.
Stop it. Let me alone. You can't do that.
Hey, first, look. He's loaded down with labels for hair tonic and cold cream.
Let me go!
Hey, come back here. We want to talk to you.
He went into that alley.
Got away. By God, he's guilty of something. And it must be connected with those labels for hair tonic and cold cream. There were two big cases full of labels in his car, Casey.
Did you tell Mr. Reed?
Sure. He's checking up with Dunnigan.
And I suppose Miss Travers is helping.
She's gone out. I don't know where she went.
Axford, you're on the track or something.
Who's that, Reed?
Isaac Phelan is involved in a new racket that's been operating in the city.
Yeah?
Some outfit's been making cosmetic and patent medicines, peddling them to small drug stores at very low prices.
But what's wrong with that?
Well, these crooks pay no licenses or fees. They use nationally advertised trade names and counterfeit labels.
Gosh, what a racket.
Then Cliff Phelan was counterfeiting the labels.
Well, it wouldn't take an expert counterfeiter to do that.
No, but he'd be good at it.
Are the druggists in on the racket, Mr. Reed?
The district attorney thinks so. He's questioned several of them. They buy the goods in job lots and pay cash. They thought they were buying warehouse surplus. They didn't know that the goods weren't genuine.
Is District Attorney Jordan working on the case?
Yes. Here, Miss Case, call this number, will you?
Yes, sir.
It's a cheap hotel known as Victory Arms. See if Phelan is registered there.
How'd you find out where he's living?
Checked on the registration of his car. Miss Travis has the license number.
That gal doesn't miss a trick.
What's that?
Hello? Do you have a Mr. Phelan registered there?
I got the license number, too. I suppose Burke will be checking the same as you.
He's registered, Mr. Reed, but he isn't in.
Well, thanks, Miss Case. That's all I want to know.
Thank you very much.
Reed, if the cops get Phelan, he'll probably spill everything.
The police will have a dragnet out. Axford, you cover headquarters. If Phelan is found, I want you on hand to get the story. Now get going.
Okay, Reed. Leave it to me.
Case, I'm going over to Phelan's hotel. I might be able to get into his room ahead of the police.
The Victory Arms was an old hotel with three floors and no elevators. As Britt Reed crossed the dingy linoleum-covered lobby, he saw a girl on duty at the telephone switchboard near the stairs. Much to his surprise, the girl was no stranger.
Linda, Miss Travis.
How do you do, Mr. Reed?
What are you doing here?
Running the switchboard. I gave the girl $20 to persuade me to let her take her place.
Yeah, but how did you manage...
Your city editor told me about Kit Phelan's racket. Are the police still looking for Phelan?
Yes. Have they been here?
Just left a little while ago. They found a lot of evidence in his room. Materials for printing labels. I suppose you traced Phelan's car license.
Is that how you found out where he lives?
Of course. I thought I might learn about his friends or associates by taking the incoming calls.
But Phelan hasn't been here?
No.
Miss Travis, did anyone give you this assignment?
No, Mr. Reed. It was my own idea. I was under the impression that an inside track might be of value in case there's a break in 17. As a matter of fact, I have a phone number for you.
You have?
The same man called three times since I came on the board. The last time he left a message, his name, and a number for Phelan to call as soon as he comes in. His name is Marquand.
Marquand. Marquand.
Here's the number. I looked in the phone book, but there's no Marquand listed before such a number. There's probably a numerical phone book in the office. You can probably locate Marquand through that, if you're interested.
Did you tell the police anything about these calls?
Mr. Reed, I'm trying to work for the Sentinels. If we can locate Phelan, it should be good for a page one streamer in the credit line.
Travis, did you ever work for a newspaper?
No, sir.
You must have been very closely associated with a top-notch newspaper man.
That's as close to a compliment as you've come. Are you going to turn that phone number over to the police or go after circulation for the Sentinel?
I'll take charge of the phone number. You forget about it.
Mr. Reed, when I was at police headquarters, I made an interesting observation about the Green Hornet.
You did?
He's not nearly as bad as he's been painted. He's suspected of a lot of crimes, but there was really just one actual charge against him. The murder of John Stoddard.
Miss Travis, I told you not to worry about the Green Hornet.
Mr. Reed, I'm not worried. I'm just interested.
Rick realized that this was an exceptional girl. She was keen-minded, smart. Her interest in the Green Hornet might prove dangerous.
But when your paper offers a $25,000 reward, see how I'd like that cash.
Miss Travis, please concentrate on your newspaper job until you've mastered it. Then, if you want to go after that reward, I'll say nothing about it.
Very well. Shall I stay on this switchboard?
Yes, it's a good idea.
I'll have to bribe the relief operator when she comes on duty at 7.
You spend what's necessary and turn in an expense account. Now, if anything turns up and you can't reach me, call Axford. He'll be at police headquarters.
Yes, sir.
District Attorney Jordan is personally interested in the counterfeit cosmetic racket. He may come here to ask questions about Phelan. Don't let him know that you work for the Sentinel.
I understand.
Our next edition breaks the news that Phelan is being hunted. After that, things may happen fast.
Abandoned car.
Here
you are, sir. Dragging it out for Cliff Phelan.
Here you are, sir.
Read all about it. That's the next
There was a dirty building on the waterfront. It looked like an abandoned warehouse, but it wasn't as empty as it appeared. A large room at the rear had been equipped for the manufacture of certain items that were sold to drugstores. There were three men in that room, and they had seen the latest edition of the Daily Sentinel.
this headline will break things wide open.
I tell you, Mark Corn, it was a mistake to give that printing job to a rat like Phelan. If he's caught, he'll squeal.
Sanders' right. That's all he knows about it.
Boys, we have a good supply of labels. We don't need Phelan anymore.
Of course we don't.
He called me a little while ago. He knew the cops were after him. I told him to get out of town.
That's not good enough.
Hold on, Sander. Let me finish. He'll go to his room at the Victory Arms, pack his things, and clear out.
Cops are probably watching the hotel.
I warned him of that. He told him to enter his room by way of the fire escape in the window. I told him we'd meet him there. To pay him off.
We owe him for that last batch of her tonic labels.
We'll pay off. With his gun. The one that killed John Stoddard.
The police have that murder charged to the Green Hornet.
Because we left the Green Hornet seal near Stoddard's body. Now here's another seal. We'll pin Phelan's death on the Green Hornet.
Person who knew that the young publisher was also the Green Hornet. He was with Britt in the luxurious apartment.
Kato, I think this is going to be the night of nights.
Well, how is that, Mr. Britt?
There was a time when the police had a lot of crimes charged against the Green Hornet. Now, we've cleared up all but the John Stoddard murder.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, we may find the man who committed that crime.
The only clue was seal of Green Hornet.
A counterfeit seal, Cato. I think it was made by the gang that's been using counterfeit labels on fake cosmetics.
You have line on gang?
Clip Phelan was one of them. One of his pals tried to reach Clip by phone. He left a phone number. I traced that number and found an old warehouse on the waterfront. Looks deserted.
You have examined the place?
I just came from there. It's not as empty as it seems. As soon as I get the mask and guns, we're going back. We're going inside and see if we can find a man named Marquand.
Britt Reed drove the Black Beauty, the sleek black car of the Green Hornet, toward the waterfront warehouse. Meanwhile, Linda Travis was still on duty at the Victory Arms.
Victory Arms? No, sir, he hasn't been in.
I beg your pardon.
Yes, sir?
My name is Jordan. I'm the district attorney.
Oh. How do you do, sir?
I'd like to ask a few questions about Mr. Phelan.
The police have been here several times.
Yes, I know that, but I think...
Oh!
Those are shots.
What's going on upstairs?
I'll find out.
Miss, the back's your switch cord.
I'm talking to you.
He's just a light clerk. There, that open door. That's Phelan's room.
He didn't come through the lobby. How did he get in?
Double crossing.
What happened?
Can't you see? He's been shot.
Ready, Phelan. Lean on me. I'll help you to the bed.
Oh, dear. This is terrible. Terrible. Let go. That window. Fire escape.
Who?
Lie down here. You get some water.
Oh, yes. Yes, there's some right here.
Get some. Lambert Warehouse.
Lambert Warehouse? On Harbor Street?
Yes. Waterfront. Harbor Street.
Is he dead?
Yes. I guess so.
Look! Look here on his table! It's the seal of the Green Hornet!
Oh, no!
The Green Hornet. Well, at last we have a clue, and I'm following it right away. The Lambert Warehouse.
I didn't know Phelan was in his room. Oh, the police will think I lied to them.
Listen to me. Call the police. Tell them Phelan is here, dead. Then see that nothing is touched.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Whatever you say.
Tell the police I've gone to the Lambert Warehouse to get the Green Hornet.
You missed. You heard what he said.
Get to the switchboard and call the police.
Get someone else to handle this job. I quit.
Wait, come back here. You can't quit. Come back, I tell you.
Linda Travis was outside the hotel when the district attorney got into his car and sped away. She hailed a cab.
Taxi! Take me to the water front as fast as possible.
Yes.
Let me out near Harbor Street.
Reed didn't know that the district attorney, followed by Linda Travis, was heading for the Lambert warehouse. He reached his destination, then backed the car of the Green Hornet into a driveway in readiness for a quick getaway. The Black Beauty faced the street and the warehouse on the opposite side.
The car will be all right here in the driveway. Won't be noticed.
The warehouse looks dark and deserted.
That's the way it's supposed to look. Help us, we find activity inside.
The window is close to ground.
Break for us.
I should open it.
That does it.
I'll go first.
I want three.
Come on, Kato. Hurry. Car has just turned into the block.
I'm in.
Just in time. Kato, look. That car stopped at the curb just beyond the driveway. Come on this way. We got in here just in time. A little later, the man in that car would have seen us.
He's getting out of car.
Great Scott. It's Jordan, the district attorney. We'd better get farther back.
Oh, someone come from rear building.
Britt and Kato drew deeper into the dark warehouse and hid behind the crate when he heard someone come through a door. They saw shadowy forms coming from the rear as Jordan, the fighting district attorney, came through the open window. Then a flashlight beam speared Jordan.
Freeze, mister. You're covered.
It's Jordan, the DA.
Take his gun.
Yeah.
Who are you?
You'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, here's a rod. I get it.
The boss will want to talk to you, Jordan. Get going.
You got nerve forcing the window open. Didn't you ever hear of burglar alarms?
The window was wired, huh?
Sure. We knew the minute you opened it.
The minute I opened it. Open the door.
We got him, Marquand. It's the DA in person.
Yeah. Well, Jordan, what brings you here?
You may as well know it, Marquand. Fritz Phelan lived long enough to talk. He squealed on you.
We did.
Quite a place you have here.
Regular cosmetic factory.
Quite a racket. But hardly up to the Green Hornet. Which one of you is the Hornet?
So you sailed for that, eh?
You think one of us is the Green Hornet?
You think we'd leave our trademark if that was true?
So you're not the Hornet.
We can counterfeit Hornet seals as well as cosmetic labels.
I see. Boss. We better deal with him fast. If Phelan squealed before he died, the cops might be on the way.
All right, Gates. Take care of him. Sorry, Jordan, but you've got to go the way Phelan went.
We framed the Hornet for this murder, too?
Yeah. Here's the seal and here's the gun. Use this pistol so the bullet will match up with the slugs that killed Phelan and John Stoddard.
You killed Stoddard?
What do you think?
And the Hornet wasn't guilty after all. I wonder how many other times he's been framed.
Not nearly as much as he's going to be in the future. Handy things, these little labels.
Well, we do the job, Marquand.
Take him outside. Get a few blocks from here. Then shoot him.
Okay. You heard him, Jordan. We'll go out the window you came in.
No, you won't.
Huh?
Oh, that mask.
The Hornet. Oh, shoot him.
Hey, he's got a pound. Hey,
good work.
Well, I got that one.
I'd use this gun on you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Haymaker. You got all three of them.
That does it, Jordan.
But you... Where did you come from?
I'm the one who sounded the alarm by opening that window just ahead of you.
You saved my life.
Jordan, you heard what they said about the Stoddard murder.
Yes. And they have the murder gun. You'll be cleared, I'll promise you that.
You saved my life. I've had you figured all wrong.
I wish you could plant that impression in the minds of some of the men at police headquarters.
Believe me, I'll do it.
Police are coming.
I sent word that I'd be here.
I'll charge you to travel. Those are your prisoners, Jordan.
I promise you they'll get the work.
Meanwhile, Linda Travis had followed the district attorney in a taxi. She dismissed the driver, then watched as Jordan went through the warehouse window. A few moments later, she heard gunshots, then sirens. Police cars swung into the block from both sides and raced toward the place where the girl was waiting. Without thinking, she ran into the dark alley. She saw a parked car, leaped into the rear seat, and closed the door. She crouched to the floor to be out of the way of the shooting she was sure would follow. Then she heard running steps. The front door of the car jerked open.
Get in. I'll drive.
Police cars are coming from both sides. We'll have to make a run for it.
Hang on.
Panic gripped the girl as she realized that she rode with the Green Hornet. There was no escape from the careening car that dashed through city streets, skidding through chargeurs. Then there was a fast brake run and a sudden halt. The car had reached the destination. Linda heard a heavy door slide back. The car moved a short distance, halted, and the door closed. Weaponless, defenseless, the girl was trapped. How could she escape? Before she could gather her scattered senses, she heard...
I hope we have no more such close escapes.
I hope that story has been covered.
There was something familiar about that voice, but it was too incredible. Linda couldn't believe what she heard.
Axford was at headquarters. He must have gone out with the police. I'm going to...
Tito, there's someone on the floor of the back seat.
Come on, get out of there.
Linda Travis.
And you, Britt Reed. You're the Green Hornet.
How did you find this car?
I followed the district attorney. When the police came, I thought they'd be shooting. I hid in the alley. There was a car, and I climbed in and crouched down, and then you came.
All the forces of law, the FBI, the newspapers, even Axford, I've dodged them all. And you have...
You're no more disappointed than I am. I suppose the answer is obvious. You've got to kill me.
The Green Hornet is not a murderer.
You can't let me go.
There's a $25,000 reward waiting for you. And I'm the guy who has to pay it. Ironic, isn't it?
Ironic? Yes. More ironic than you think. I can't accept the reward. I can't say a word about this.
What?
Oh, I don't know what to do. I've got this finger.
What's the matter with you?
Matter? There's plenty to matter. I'm working for your father. I've got to report to him. I've got to tell him that Britt Reed is the Green Hornet.
My dad sent you?
Yes. He wanted to know how you were doing. Oh, that grand, fine gentleman, when he hears...
Linda, I've got to think. I've got to figure this out, but... Not now. Keep this quiet for a little while.
Keep it quiet?
Just till tomorrow. Kate will take you home. We'll both think things over until morning. You see, I too think a lot of my father.
I'll say nothing to anyone until tomorrow. I'll see you at your office.
Very well. Then we'll decide what's to be done. Am I in a jam now?
Leader, murder sergeant, PA announces racket, smash.